Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, May 26th, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, President Biden says he believes there will be an agreement made to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking yesterday from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made some progress. Emphasized negotiations are about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default specifically. Two, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing an updated Memorandum of Understanding with Australia. The original signed back in October 2018 for work on new auto and road technologies that enhance mobility. The new agreement includes exchanging best practices with Australia for workforce development and skilled trades, sharing info on science, tech, regulations, and policies, and co-hosting some workshops. Three, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicting a near-normal hurricane season in the Atlantic for 2023. The official forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. That's where we start this hour two of the Steve Gruber Show on this Friday morning. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thankful to be here. Thankful you're here. Coming up this hour, we'll talk with Congressman Tim Walberg about the debt limit and more. Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics on the DeSantis campaign rollout. And Lee Williams on some Second Amendment issues and Michigan's red flag law. All that coming up at a packed hour two of the Steve Gruber Show today. You can find me on Twitter, by the way, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Nearing 4,000 followers on Twitter. It's not a huge number, but it's not nothing either. SteveGruber.com and at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter is where to find the program itself. Let's check in, shall we, on a few companies dealing with some blowback. Bud and Target, both in the news yesterday again. I had caught wind of this on Twitter two nights ago. Actually, it was through Phil Kirpin, who was on the show in hour one. And Phil was retweeting and posting some sales flyers information from stores across the country, and then some in-store displays around the country that essentially indicated that Bud was now giving away Bud Light for free. It was a, you know, marked down to $15 and a $15 manufacturer's rebate. So you get a case of Bud Light for free. Is that enough to change your mind, get you back to drinking Bud Light? Well, they hope. But I think it's also it's also fallout from the fact that they have inventory that is going nowhere with sales down 25-30% year over year. There's all sorts, and, you know, they stamp that date right on there, right? I actually don't know. I don't drink. I didn't drink Bud Light to begin with. I'm not starting now, but I think that, you know, there's a freshness date or a born-on date or whatever they want to call it. And so they've got to start moving some inventory or else it's just all going to go bad. So thus the rebate promotion here. And NBC News picked up on it yesterday. And, of course, they do not couch this. They do not take the angle. This is a big-time L, a big-time loss for Bud Light. This is just a nice thing they're doing. It's free for Memorial Day. This is the NBC story. Just in time for Memorial Day, cheap beer, and in some cases, practically free. Bud Light parent company AB InBev has launched a promotion offering a rebate of up to $15 to win back customers of the longtime top-selling beer in the U.S. It's actually a web promotion. So budlight.com/budlightonus. You can submit there proof of purchase of a 15-pack or larger of Bud, Bud Light, Bud Select, or Bud Select 55, and get a prepaid card worth up to $15. You have up until May 31st to make the purchase and up to 6 months to use the card. No response to a request for comment from AB InBev. You've seen the numbers. I'm sure Steve has shared the numbers, how far Bud Light sales have tanked in the weeks after the Dylan Mulvaney influencer, I won't say scandal, but we all know what happened. down 20%, down 25%, down 28% year over year. And when you are as big as Bud Light, those numbers are massive. And so trying to win back customers, will free beer be enough for Bud Light to win back customers who have pledged not to drink it again? They're going to try. Meanwhile, Target. Story yesterday, New York Post. Target has lost $9 billion in market value since angry social media users called for a boycott over its rollout of the Pride collection featuring LGBTQ-friendly clothing for children. Also, tuck-friendly bathing suits. A week ago Wednesday, Target stock closed at $160.96 a share. As of trading early on Thursday, $141.76. 12% drop, shaving $9 billion off the company's market capitalization. I'm wary a bit of tying one thing to the other. There are many different market forces at play when it comes to stock price. But if it sustains and there's no real underlying reason for it, well, it's a different story. $9 billion loss. Now, they might get some of that back today, tomorrow, next week. Target said Tuesday was removing some items from stores and making changes ahead of Pride Month after backlash from customers. Target's CEO has defended the merchandise, saying it was the right thing to do. Target declined to specify on Wednesday which items it was removing, but among the ones that garnered the most attention were tuck-friendly women's swimsuits that allow trans women who have not had gender, this is the New York Post story, gender-affirming operations to conceal their private parts. Also, designs by Ab Pralin, a London-based company that designs and sells occult and satanic-themed LGBTQ plus clothing and accessories, also creating backlash. Target confirmed it moved its Pride merchandise from the front of the stores to the back in some areas after confrontations. There are some online I see calling this a ban. Target is banning these items by moving them to different parts of the store. And so I wonder if we can assuage our friends on the left when it comes to assault weapons bans, quote unquote, if they're just moved to a different part of the store. Can we call that a ban? Is everyone happy at that point? No? Probably not. Target's market capitalization down $9 billion in the past week or so, losing $20 a share during that time, 160 to 141. Have conservatives figured out how to do boycotts? I'm not a boycott person and don't really take part in these things. Others do, but it's always been a tool of the left. But now with Bud Light, and now apparently with Target, have conservatives figured out how to do this? And will this, well, I don't want to say it's not a question, it will, if they have, change the game. From this point in the past, it's always been just reactions to the left and their threats to boycott, stop buying. If the rights figure this out, that could be big. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.